today. Well, y'all, Rihanna proves that she is a ride or die in the most epic way.
Plus, we've got a workplace smash alert to tell you all about. And no, it's not me and Sherry.
Well, later on, I'm chopping it up with Margot Robbie, John Cena, and the cast of the Suicide Squad.
Heidi and Frank will join us later. But Sherry, honey, what's A-Rod up to?
All right, Gary, feliz cumpleaños to Alex Rodriguez because he turned 46 on Tuesday. See, I threw it in a Spanish chewy.
Okay.
Happy birthday to A-Rod. And he celebrated in grand fashion in Saint-Tropez. Now, his ex, Jennifer Lopez, she just celebrated her 52nd birthday with Ben Affleck. And A-Rod and J-Lo had a close call as both their yachts passed one another. That's okay.
Rich people problems.
Yes. Very rich people problems. But now A-Rod was living his best life and he took time to thirst trap taking an outdoor shower on his yacht. So, Chewy, you think A-Rod is really unbothered by Jennifer being back together?
You know what? He might say he's not unbothered, but any man would be bothered, especially because of the response that reunion has gotten with Jennifer 2.0 being such a big thing
and
everybody
soon.
Being so happy that they're back together.
And you know what, Chewy? I know that's true because I definitely feel like Alex is the one who took that picture of Ben rubbing on Jen's butt with his long limbs from his yacht. They passed by each other.
Portia, first of all, you got this whole big ass ocean. How the hell both y'all yachts almost passed each other?
Right?
That don't even make no sense to me.
Right.
What kind of woman you gonna get to top J-Lo? Like to give a clap back at her? Who can you get?
If you fumble J-Lo, you can't even look in my direction. Cause how the hell you fumble J-Lo?
Maybe though, what if he got with Mariah Carey? And I know that's kind of like a far stretch, but that's as spicy as you can get.
Mariah,
First of all, she already don't know J-Lo, so she wouldn't want his leftover. She don't know her.
All right, y'all, it's time for another Smash and this time we got Selling Sunset co-stars Chrishell Staus and Jason Oppenheim. Not only are they having a workplace romance, but Jason's actually her boss on a reality show. Now Chrishell posted photos of the cast in Capri, Italy, and she captioned it, the J-Lo effect. Now, this is because she saved the photos of herself and Jason for the end, just like J-Lo did with that pic of her and Ben Affleck.
This is so spicy, y'all. I don't know if y'all watched that show, but baby, she was going through issues with her husband, trying to figure it out. And I really thought to myself, he as a boss is being so compassionate, so understanding. Little did I know, he was just waiting in the wings to get with her.
Yeah. When you like somebody, you will be way more compassionate and understanding than you need to be. Now, Jason also shared pics, including one with Chrishell, and said, enjoying Italy.
Yeah.
Now, Sherry, what do you think of this office romance right here?
You know what? I'm going to tell you, HK, I'm not with the office romances because I don't think it ever ends well. Because when you start messing around with people in your office, because my grandmother always said, where you work.
But sometimes office romances make you excited to come to work. Sometimes you need a little extra motivation. When you like somebody at school.
Yeah. You be looking extra cute at work.
If you together on Selling Sunset, or you together, and then somebody else come in, a new coworker that's really good looking, because you're with that person, now you can't look over there. It's just so complicated.
Yep. Sherry, but I think you're a little bit wrong, Sherry. Could you imagine Portia sleeping with Andy Cohen? And I think that would be a great thing. She would be the lead.
I think it would be a great thing too.
It would also be a miracle.
Shorty, swing my way.
She would have 8 or 9 more shows. Yes.
All right, y'all. If you had to pick a ride or die, Rihanna is a good one to have, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Leah McSweeney also thinks so because on the latest episode of The Real Housewives of New York, Ramona Singer mocked Leah's Married to the Mob clothing line. Y'all, take a look.
Leah mob something.
When it comes right,
of course you don't switch.
No, I don't need. You're not exactly my demographic, so it's all good.
All right, whatever.
I already have Rihanna wearing my. You don't need you wearing my.
So after that aired, Rihanna backed up Leah with a pic of herself wearing one of Leah's shirts and captioned it, boom. What was said, Ramona Singer? With a laughing ooh emoji.
Boom.
And Leah commented, I love you ooh so much. Porsha, are you surprised that Riri did this?
Hell no, I'm not surprised. Rihanna is a big fan of the Housewife franchise.
She's a
rider. And she yep always fights for the underdog. She probably don't even know yep Leah, but she don't like the stuff that Ramona is pulling. So yes, clap mm-hmm back, queen, claps on her. Yes, yes,
we it's love perfect that.
Should we make fun of your sheets so that Riri could be taking a picture of her on your sheets hell going, yeah, sharing what was said?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I can't stand Pamper by Porsha sheets.
I can't stand Pamper by Porsha. I can't stand them Pamper by Porsha sheets. Get them out.
Now, make sure
y'all edit right now, honey, and I just, right.
Riri, come on down.
I look like I got bad reviews.
Man, they got good thread count on Porsha's Pamper sheets, boo.
Yes, they do. Shut up, Gary. We trying to make Riri reach out.
Damn. Come through.
Oh. Right. He don't never listen to the show that he's on.
All right, time to check in with Heidi and Frank. Heidi, so now what is it, honey, that I'm hearing about Stephen Dorff, honey, having to apologize to a spider?
Sort of, Gary, but let me explain. So 90s heartthrob Stephen Dorff, he now feels bad for trashing his old friend Scarlett Johansson. I guess he made
what
fun.
What did he say? How did you trash Scarlett Johansson?
Well, not too long ago, the actor said he was embarrassed for Scarlett that she was in Black Widow.
Is it really bad?
It's one of Marvel Cinematic Universe's projects, and he called the film garbage and said it was like a bad video game. Well, now it seems like he may have thought about Black Widow's possible poison and sent Scarlett an apology letter. When asked about his comments, Steven said, quote, I felt bad for talking. I love Scarlett. I heard she's going to be a mom, so I wish her the best, and she's an old friend of mine, so I felt bad about that comment. I think the last thing I saw him in was when he was pimping those, like, e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
Those
that
things
was his last big hit.
Literally.
Well, Heidi, I mean, he says they're old friends, so I want you to, you know, to keep it real with me. I mean, when I was on Sharknado 3, Oh Hell No, and then my appearance uh-huh on Malibu Rescue 2, the next wave,
mm-hmm,
did you talk about it?
I did.
Well, then obviously Stephen Dorff is jealous. That's what it really comes down to.
But I did it to your face. I didn't do it to anyone else.
No, you didn't.
I did too. I said, what idiot would wear black jeans and a leather jacket well, see, to the beach when it's 100 degrees outside? You look like an idiot.
I am proud of that. At least I have a reel.
And it's real bad.
Well, this sounds like a cool show. Adele might be hitting Sin City with a residency.
Ooh, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. The singer's in talks to make millions in Vegas at the new Resorts World Complex. That's magnificent. And she's alongside some huge names, too, like Katy Perry and Celine Dion and others. Now, back in 2017, Adele was offered a measly $27.7 million to do a residency in Vegas, and she turned that down. And rumor has it this new offer, see what I did there? Rumor has it, is going to be even bigger than $27.7 million. So
I will say, out of all the names you mentioned, I would love to see Adele. The girl can sing.
But is Adele really like, let's go out after Adele and party music? I mean, it's more like breakup, sad
music.
Oh,
yeah, that is true.
Unless you want to get back at your ex and you went to Vegas to do that. It's like, you know what? I'll show you.
I'm
going to set fire to the rain up in here.
All right, well, rumor has it. See what I did there? We've got more sizzling dish after the break. Keep it here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, well, Tiffany Haddish and Lakeith Stanfield may be in for a scare because reportedly the two actors are in talks to star in Disney's upcoming remake of The Haunted Mansion. Wow.
Sweet.
Okay. Yes.
Love it.
Looking forward to this. So the movie is based on the Haunted Mansion ride that debuted in 1969, and it's a favorite at Disneyland and Disney World. So if you've never been on the ride, you can go inside this creepy manor that includes some classic characters like the spirit of a psychic medium, a skeletal bride, and the Hatbox Ghost. Scary!
I think that was Sherry's
audition. Yeah, do the voiceover.
I think she wants to be in the movie.
Put her in the game, coach.
Put her in the movie.
Do we like this combo of the movie being based on the ride and Tiffany and Lakeith in this? Because I'm not used to Lakeith doing, like, that kind of comedy with Tiffany.
Lakeith Stanfield is such a good actor. I believe he could do anything. And Tiffany Haddish, you just sprinkle her into any situation. It's going to go.
Didn't he already do a scary movie, he did Get Out, okay? That movie was terrifying, but, yeah. Okay?
I think they should have chose Sherry for the movie. I mean, Sherry Shepherd would have made a better person. We love Tiffany, but I think Sherry would have been better in this movie, so.
If they just get me in there playing Tiffany's auntie, I would be happy.
Exactly.
You could play her sister.
Well, moving on, Safaree Samuels is blasting Love & Hip Hop's editors. So, on a recent episode of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, there was a scene with Safaree and Erica Mena's toddler took a tumble on screen, and Safaree is seen laughing. Check this out.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she showed me that. Safaree, pick her up, you freaking...
Now, why they even had to show the baby fall like that?
And you know what, though?
Cool.
Well, obviously, he wasn't happy on how he was portrayed, and he took the Twitter to air out the VH1 series in the short version. He said, y'all LHH editors ain't crap. We told y'all not to air my baby falling, and y'all still used it. That was tacky and tasteless, and it definitely is about to be a wrap with my time with y'all. We filmed an hour-long convo for that scene, and y'all chop it to 3 minutes and use that to make it a focal point.
Yeah, I just think they just shouldn't have showed the part of the baby falling, period, because it's parents.
Right.
You never know what your face gonna do. You never know how long it's gonna take you. My baby fell off the bed when she was younger, and I used to just freeze. Like, I don't know why I didn't just, like, jump. Mm-hmm. I would freeze, and my mom would be like, get her! And I'd be like, oh my God! You know, so what if they showed that on TV? I would look crazy.
Right.
But that's that first baby energy, Portia. You're always gonna be so careful with your first baby. Like, now, like, when my kids hurt themselves, I'm like, this is the age you're supposed to hurt yourself. Right, you'll heal like Wolverine. You know what I mean? But you always gonna treat new babies like they Fabergé eggs.
So, guys, do you want to dramatically improve the battery life of your devices for up to 29 hours? Then you need the 2-pack Mophie Power Station Power Bank. This lemon portable battery is perfect for travel. It includes separate ports for charging up to 2 devices at a time. And with the 2 included in this deal, there's no more arguing who gets to charge the tablet or the phone first.
And I just love long-lasting battery power, honey. So tell me more, Brad.
Well, Gary, they come in colors pink or blue. Plus, it has an easy-to-read LED power indicator so you can know the status of your battery.
Yo, I know these things are in really high demand. How much are they?
Well, usually the 2-pack power banks has been seen as high as $100. But for our Dish Nation viewers, you get 2 for $19.
Awesome.
Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Well, our friend Jason Lee over at Hollywood Unlocked on Fox So Honey has some controversial tea driving. Jason, tell us more.
Thanks, Gary. That's right. Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored with Jason Lee is back with an all-new show. And, baby, I'm taking you inside my hangout with Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. And I'm sounding off on DaBaby and those dumb comments he made at Rolling Loud. You don't want to miss it. An all-new show tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Just go to foxsoul.tv.
All right, thanks, Jason. Well, coming up, I got a chance to chat with Margot Robbie, John Cena, and the rest of the cast of the Suicide Squad. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, y'all, now the Suicide Squad hits theaters and HBO Max on August 6th, and I got the scoop for Margot Robbie, John Cena, and more. Check it out.
Your mission is to destroy every trace of something known only as Project Starfish. Any questions?
Starfish is a slang term for a butt. Think there's any connection?
No.
No.
Margot, I'll start it off with you. What is the best part about returning to the character of, Harley Quinn?
It was just fun to play her at this stage of her life. She's at a very different stage than we saw her when we first met her in Suicide Squad, and then when we saw her in Birds of Prey. She's kind of in a very different mode again. And she's with a whole new group. I mean, not a whole new group. There's still some, characters from the first film that are here, but there's also a lot of new characters as well. So anytime there are more characters, new people for Harley to meet, I'm just genuinely interested to see how she's going to bounce off everyone, because you just never know with her.
In this movie, your characters get dropped off on an island and got to do some crazy things. If y'all both got dropped off on an island, what is like one key item y'all both need to, succeed on the island?
I think a machete.
I would say a pillow, because if I was to die,
you would bring a pillow. This girl naps as much as her character naps in the movie. Danielle will fall asleep anyway on set.
Yeah, if I had to die, at least I would be, like, comfortable, you know?
Now, if anybody in the cast, and it's such a dynamic cast, had a shot at becoming a real-life superhero, who would it be?
I think that would definitely have to be Michael Rooker, who plays Savant, because he's probably the one who's the most prone to go try to beat somebody up who's picking on somebody else. So if there's anybody that's going to go protect the world from bullies, it's Michael Rooker.
Now, John, Joel posted a gym pic of you two in the gym. He said he was impressed by your gym routine. What impresses you about Joel?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, I think he was posturing himself against my gym routine. So I saw him do a workout and then practice fighting and jujitsu. And then we actually go out to film the movie during all this. And, you know, if I gave him a kick in the ass to work a little bit harder that day, I'm very proud of that as well.
That's what's up. Now, Joel, now besides his flexibility, what were you impressed about John?
I mean, there was a lot. John has made such a name for himself in another arena. When we were shooting scenes, James would like let him have a John take, and then he would just go on this very perverted, strange comedic rant, you know, all of his, you know, the dark insides of John Cena would just come blurting out. You know, none of it ended up in the film.
Not one bit.
But it definitely, you know, made us all laugh. I think there were some things that actually ended up in the film. There's a couple of little details.
I don't think one, literally, I honestly think he was legit to the page, but I do know he's got like 4 hours of outtakes if he wants to use it.
Yo, I gotta say, you guys turned in one of the best superhero movies of all time. Much love to you. Joel Kinnaman, John Cena, the Suicide Squad. Be sure you go see it. Peace and love, fellas.
Thank you very much.
Much.
Later. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend have a new addition of the family, y'all. Yes, they do. A new puppy named Pearl. Yeah, I gotta love a new puppy, right? Chrissy shared these pics of Pearl with the caption, Pearl has touched down into the Legend Teague Stevens household. We love this little girl so much already, but I will admit she has definitely taken to John first. Excited for this new little heart to add love to our home. Isn't this precious, y'all? You gotta love a new fur baby, right?
A baby basset hound? My God.
Right. So, Sherry, do you think, aside from loving dogs, do you think this is good for Chrissy Teigen's image, considering all the allegations with bullying that have been going on?
Yes, I've forgotten about the scandal. All I want to know about is this dog. So, if that was strategic, you go, girl. You did it good. Mm-hmm.
I think what would have even helped even more is you rescue some elderly dog from the pound, not a cute, cuddly puppy. Right. I mean, I'm glad the puppy has a home and all that.
Because Heidi knows how much that improves your image. You can be a complete bitch all day long and have a toothless dog, and everybody loves you.
Heidi has a point. If she would have adopted some dogs in some hospital gowns and walking around in some little walkers, like, that would have been perfect for her image.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.